So tell the girls that I am back in town.
Is this the after?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, shit. Well, welcome, everyone.
What's up?
To the after hours.
The official after hours of the Super Megacast.
Did I keep calling it the after show?
What? After hours.
Okay. No, I know it's called after hours. I'm just like, did I keep calling it the after show in the podcast?
Hey, man, you can call it the after show if you want. You know, it's whatever you want to freaking call it. I still like Super Megacast Jr., personally.
No, it's good. It's good. That's what the last one was titled. I mean, not the title itself, but the title of the episode.
The title of the after hours.
Yes.
Man. Pretty good. Pretty good. You know, Luke is crushing it, you know?
He is. Thank you. Thank you, Luke.
Luke, thank you. You know, go ahead and just put a picture of yourself up on screen.
Yeah.
That's your treat. We told him this week there'd be a little bonus coming his way, and he's been all excited about that. And that's the bonus right there. He got to put a picture of himself up.
So we can connect with even people who... There is an audio-only portion of the after hour.
There is, yeah.
So maybe you could throw in a little audio... Just say hey to the people, Luke.
Hey, guys. I just want to introduce myself.
Okay. That's enough. Thank you, Luke. That's this little bonus.
Yep. Two bonuses now.
I know. I'm sure he's extra stoked about that now.
So he doesn't have to be looking for like an end-of-year thing. You know?
Right. Yeah, it makes sense. You know, we should probably be up front and tell him that we're not doing that, but... Well, I mean, he knows now. He's editing, so... Thank you, Luke.
Got any shinies lately, bub?
I got a shiny Tapu Fini. And that's
it. Right. That is right.
I only have two shinies. And meanwhile, Mr. fucking Shiny over here...
17.
You have 17 shinies?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, you go ridiculous obsessed. You're level 33. You've caught over 5,000 Pokemon in Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
By the way, like, so I'm trying to get up to level 28 from 27 right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could check your friend's XP. I checked yours last night at midnight, and just since then, it's gone up so much, dude.
I need a million to get to the next level.
I know. I'm following your XP journey.
Really? Are you just like, let's see how much he's gotten.
Yeah, I'm trying to see, like, how much is he playing?
A lot.
Jim and Luke have been playing a lot, too.
I know that we've all been giving each other gifts, which is nice.
I know. I really like, I caught a Galarian Voltorb yesterday.
I still haven't.
And it's fucking
them.
Awesome. I just evolved it, and I don't.
I like the version with the big eyes.
That's the
Voltorb, not the Volb, whatever the fuck it is. The second one.
The second one, I evolved it into the second one. It's just not as cool.
No.
It's a, Electorb. Well, I don't know, but I don't like him as much. It just looks like a wooden ball now instead of the guy with the big eyebrows.
Yeah.
But Pokemon Go is fun, baby. We've been playing ourselves a good little bit of Pokemon Go, baby.
I love shiny hunting.
I love shiny shunting.
I like getting shinies. I also like getting 4 stars. Do you have a 4-star, right?
Nope.
Still?
Nope. I got a great Galarian Voltorb. Very, very funny with the big eyebrows.
I got a 100% 4-star Jolteon.
That's crazy, dude. That's nuts, brother. Hey, I only have 3 more evolutions to go, though. I've evolved 5.
I'm an idiot, and I just wanted to get my Pokedex filled out, and I already used the nickname shit for, like, all the evolutions, so now it has to be random, even if I find, like, a 4-star one again.
Oh, you can only do it once?
Well, for each evolution. Not just, like, you use one nickname, and then you can't use any other ones.
I'm a dumbass.
Each nickname once.
The first time I evolved one of my Eevees, I didn't check its stats, I just evolved it. And I was like, damn, I had a better one I could have used, but...
Yeah. Hey, lessons learned.
But yeah, what's been new with you, McGee? You been watching anything good lately?
Not really. Just the last thing I watched was Guardians of the Galaxy 3, which we talked about on the last podcast.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you something about those Guardians.
What about them? You haven't even seen the movie.
Yeah, but I can have my opinion.
You haven't even
on
seen
it,
the
Ryan.
First one.
Okay, fine. I won't say my opinion then.
You haven't seen the first, second.
Shut up. Just stop.
You don't even know the name of one of the characters. Besides Groot.
Scooter.
No.
This is a character named Scooter, right?
I don't think so.
What's the raccoon's name?
Rocket.
Okay, I thought it was Scoot. Close enough. It's a vehicle.
Rocket Raccoon.
Scooter is also a vehicle. Rocket's a vehicle. You see, I'm in the general ballpark.
Yeah.
You know? I think Scooter fits him better. I think it would have been a better movie if his name had been Scooter.
It's the name of Chris Pratt's character.
Scooter.
No.
Dude, Scooter's such a good name for a white guy.
It ends with an ER, you know, still, so you're close.
Tanner.
No.
Tyler.
No.
Stever.
No. You're close with the S in terms of where it is in the alphabet.
Don't talk.
There's already a superhero with the same first name as well. A very famous
Speeder.
Superhero. What?
Speeder Parker.
It's Peter.
His name is Peter?
Yeah.
Okay.
How about the green one? Do you know what the green one's name is?
I didn't even know there was a green one.
Played by Zoe Saldana, who's in Avatar.
That one's not named.
And
Scooter.
Way of the Water. Gamora. Why
so
would
close.
I expect you to?
Yeah,
I haven't even seen these movies.
And it's like an alien name, so I'm like.
Oh, how about this? Do you know the Marvel? Do you know the guy who shoots arrows?
No. Captain America?
No.
I really don't know my shit.
He's played by, who's the guy that got his like leg crushed from a snowplow?
Oh, Jeremy Renner?
Yeah, he's played by Jeremy Renner. Do you know that character's name?
Scooter.
Every time it's Scooter.
Honestly,
it's never going to be Scooter.
How would you feel? Like, imagine if I had two boys, like two sons, and I named them Scooter and Spanky.
Hey, Scooter, Spanky, get on up over there. Quit playing with your brother. Do you think they'd end up? What do you think Spanky would end up changing his name to?
Yeah, I would. He wouldn't legally be allowed to.
No, but like as a nickname to get around the Spanky. Do you think
Spanky is already like,
hey, S Man? Yeah, just call me S Man
when he's in high school and he's embarrassed by the name Spanky.
Just call me S Bro.
Just call me Spanks.
Spanked?
Honestly, dude, I feel like with your last name, those boy names are better. Spanky McGee and Scooter McGee, like such good names. Where Spanky Watson and Scooter Watson just aren't, they don't hit as hard, but Spanky McGee, that's it's a good ass name.
It's because McGee's been used as like, you know, Maniac McGee.
McGee is just like a kind of the go-to last name to throw after something
so
for some
good.
Reason. So Scooter McGee and Spanky McGee. Spanky McGee, quit playing with your brother. Get on, boy.
They have my last name now?
They're your sons now.
did we...
I got sick of them and I legally transferred ownership to you.
I adopted them.
You adopted them from me.
Spanky and...
Isn't Spanky McGee such a good name, though, for a child? And which you fully have the... You
right,
fully could
yeah.
do it, you know?
They wouldn't get in the way. I know they kind of sometimes get up in arms about what you name your child. You can't.
You can name your child Spanky.
You can't name your child a slur. You can't, you know, name your child a brand
bullshit.
Name.
What happened to freedom of speech in like, this country?
There is no such thing under this authoritarian government. Of
I guarantee they try to let you out here in California. They try to tell you can't name your son Spanky. They go, no, sorry, you can't name your son Spanky because that's just not, it's a bad name.
I'm looking
like
right
it.
At our Southern Tour logo. Such a good, Southern Tour poster.
It is fantastic.
Here, you know, talking like this, God, that's such a good poster. And it was a good tour. I enjoyed that
tour. It was a fun tour.
You got to visit home?
I really want to go home soon. I'm missing South Carolina, man.
You're probably not. Are you going to try to make it before tour?
I might. We'll see. I mean, it just depends. I miss it, though.
Yeah.
I might try to maybe go for a week, just a weekend in June. Just go for like 2 or 3 days. Just you know, so I'm not missing out on work and I can just fucking zip over there and back. But
not the 14th, though.
Oh, brother. I want to be here for, don't worry, I'll be here for Spanky McGee Day. You honestly, with your last name, you got to really think about If you had a son, you'd have to pick a name because the last name automatically can just make the whole name funny depending on the name.
So Ryan worked out.
Ryan McGee is not a funny sounding name. It's a good name. But if you name him something like, I don't know. It's just, it's tricky. Douglas McGee. It's funny.
Douglas McGee is great. Douglas McGee.
That's your next son.
Little Dougie.
Little Dougie. Hey, Dougie, Spanky, Scooter, get on over here.
Or if he turns into a bit of an oaf, Doug, you know? Mm-hmm. Not to harp on any Dougs out
there's
there.
There's definitely some Dougs that got pissed off at that.
I love, Dougs are great. A lot of Dougs, I'm sure, are wonderful people.
I still think that
there's probably not a single Doug that is subscribed to the Patreon.
I could probably check that, actually, you know? But I don't feel
no,
like it.
No, there has to be Douglas. Yeah, Doug, yeah.
Luke, can you go into the Patreon database, find a patron named Doug, throw his name up right here. Shout out to this Doug.
Shout out to Doug, baby. Or, Luke, could you please say their username?
Douglas Multenny.
Thank you.
Thank you, because that covers us for any Christmas bonuses.
Yes,
now.
Yes.
I also always thought that if you had a son named Mason Dixon McGee, that'd be a pretty good name. Imagine, you got four little boys.
We talked about, where's this from? Mason Dixon McGee.
I think I've said it before. I just always thought it would be a funny name for a child. So you could be on the porch, man. You could be drinking some Dodo juice, smoking a cigarette. They're out in the yard playing, you know, they're teasing each other. You can go, Spanky, leave your brother Mason Dixon alone. You know?
Matt, where do you think you would be back in the day? North or south of the Mason Dixon line?
Well,
given your family's history.
Well, I have family on both sides. And my direct relative is Ulysses S. Grant. And who was he? He was the leader of the Union, Ryan.
Some pompous little nerd.
He was. He was a pompous little nerd. He was allegedly just a shitty president. But he fought against the Confederates.
He did.
But that was my mom's side. On my dad's side, I think I know whose side they were on. So.
The side of freedom? Yes. I don't love it. I just think it's funny. It was for our rights, our freedoms.
To.
Yeah, exactly. It's like such it's like a contradictory want.
Anytime someone says it was heritage, not hate, and it wasn't about slavery, in the actual document.
It was reason for secession. It was their reason for secession.
In the document that they wrote up to secede, it lists that as the reason, so.
Well, they didn't have, unfortunately, the men of that time didn't have good grammar, really. A lot of them were uneducated. So really what they drew was a white stick figure and then a colored in stick figure with an X.
Yeah, it got the point across.
Yeah.
I mean, they drew like the crude outline of South Carolina with an arrow pointing away.
They did what they could.
They did what they could. They tried.
But thank God they failed.
So, I mean, the Civil War started in Charleston, didn't it?
Yeah. It started in South Carolina.
That's right, brother. Okay, when I threw that fist up, that was just a general, like, yeah, not. But when I did that accent and also was talking about the Civil War, that
I mean,
fist
you
could
were
be
getting excited about Charleston, potentially your hometown, also Charleston potentially starting the Civil War.
I think it's bad that they did that. And when I threw that fist up, that was, again, that had no affiliation with any political views. But Charleston, great city. I love Charleston.
Mama Kim's.
If you haven't been to Charleston.
We haven't mentioned Mama Kim's in a bit. Wait, didn't Mama Kim's have.
They rebuilt it.
Okay.
It got burned down.
I just can't remember if Mama Kim's was a little bit sus on the racist side of things. Like the kind of a right leaning, like. Because I think Mama Kim's store was.
It got destroyed during the riots.
Yes.
And damn, that food's good.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
It is. I love Mama Kim's
food. Mama Kim's is delicious, dude. It's Americanized Korean food where it's just covered in mayonnaise, basically.
Every time, it's like, it's so hot on King Street. You're baking out there after eating Mama Kim's. It is miserable.
King Street is can't. You're walking, horses go by, it smells like horse crap.
It's
you know, it's hot, it's humid. You know, so it's.
That was very descriptive, yes.
I mean, it's true. It's like,
no, it is. I love it. It's kind of like your quote. It's like, it's a freeing feeling when you get your ass beat. It's like, I'm free.
Oh, yeah, from the
documentary.
You like that quote?
Yeah.
It's true, though.
It was good. It was good.
Our friend brought that quote up to me, too, and they said that was a good quote.
It is a good quote.
It is a freeing feeling to get your ass beat.
It's like,
well,
I'm free.
It's freeing when you know it's inevitable. Like, it's not freeing to always get your ass beat, but if you know that, like, it's going to happen, Once you get your ass beat and you're like, I'm alive, I made it. It is freeing.
I think the funny part of it is you trying to describe the freeing feeling, and in you describing it, you're like, I'm free.
I did that. I felt that way.
I know. But
when I'm walking out of that ring, I'm like, I'm free. I got my ass beat and I'm done. I'm free. But in other news, iDubbbz is a cuck. We'll see you guys next week. See ya.